Good morning. We're continuing the Chayodim Klal Lamed Simen Dalet. Where he says like this, Kshimra Chazan Kaddish, Layomer Posik. So the Chayodim here in Klal Lamed Simen Dalet says there is some people have the psukim that they say beforehand. And they say that posuk. And there is an opinion which actually says that you say it before Kaddish. The Chayodim is following the opinion that we don't do that. That we don't say the beforehand. So this is not part of Tekanas Chazal, and therefore in a place where you're not allowed to talk, it's not appropriate to say this pasuk. So you say Yeheshmer Rabba Mevorach Lo'olam Lo'meam Ayo until Yisborach. Now, there are different menhagim in regards to actually saying Yisborach. The language of the Shulchan Aruch says you say until Ad Yisborach, and the question does he mean in Ad Yisborach, including saying the word Yisborach as well? Or do we not say Yisborach in that situation? What's the appropriate thing to do? The question is, so the Magen Avraham says that really the issue over here is not Yisborach. The issue over here actually is not only Yisborach, but all of that paragraph. All of the paragraph really needs to be said. Yisborach, Yishtabach, Yisbar, Yisamam, Yisnasei. Visador, Visalev, Vishalol, Shmeh, Dikuchab, Rihu, etc. All the way till the end, Damiran, Ba'oma. It's to be said by everybody. But the one who's saying Kaddish through the process of Shemei Ka'ina is being Motzi everybody in their Chiyuv. So, and therefore, there are some Svardim which actually have the whole Tzibur say that whole paragraph. And they say, you should. In order that you should not be nipsik, mafsik between the olam l'me mayo and yisparach, they say olam l'me mayo, yisparach, yishtabach, and each one of the zebras says the whole thing. And they say it quickly, and meanwhile the chazan continues to say it also, and they finish before the chazan says brichu, and everybody says amen to the brichu and amen at the end of the paragraph. Magen Avraham says the minhag Ashkenazim is that we listen quietly. A person should not be davening that during that point in time. She should be listening to the chazan and being yetzer with the chazan. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah points out, according to that, in a scenario where the chazan started the first part of the paragraph quietly, for example, let's say the tzibur was saying Yeheshmer Rabba quite loud, and the chazan continued and went ahead while the Sefer was still saying Yeheshmer Rabba. So everybody finishes Yeheshmer Rabba and Barak L'lam L'meh Mayo, and the Chazan's holding by somewhere in the paragraph. He's about to say V'yisador, means he already said Yisborach, Yishtabach, Yisbar, Yisamam, Yisnasei. So everybody in the Tzibur who did not hear those words should actually say them. And again, what you'll have to do is catch up with the Chazan. The Chazan's already said those words. You're saying your own those words. Meanwhile, the chazan is going further, so you have to quickly say, Yisborach, Yishtabach, Yisbar, Yisam, Yisnasei, Yisalem, Yisalem, Yisal, Shmeh, Dekutcha, Brichu, Le'ilah, and finally you'll catch up with him by the word mean call, let's say, or Birchasa. As soon as you catch up to him, you're quiet, you listen to the chazan saying the rest. So it's important to understand that we are being yertzeh with the chazan. So therefore, there's not, according to that, since I'm being yertzeh with the chazan, it's not considered a hefzik between L'lam, L'mehem, Ayah, and Yisborach, because I'm immediately being yotzei with the chazan. If I were to finish in such a way that the chazan is not going to say Yisborach for a while, So then, since it says al pi kabbalah that the person should not interrupt between the end of Yeheshmer Rabbi Barach Lalam Lameimayo and Yisporach, say Nachanami, a person should say Yisporach to connect him into the next part of the paragraph. But in a scenario where you're able to be here and be Yotze, so the Gros says that one does not say Yisporach. The Shulchan Aruch says that one does say Yisporach. So you'll find the people will follow Nusach Ashkenaz, in general follow the Gros on this point, that you do not say Yisporach. The people who follow Nusach Svard, the Hasidim, the Duta Mizrach, the Tzibur does say Yisporach, like the Shulchan Aruch says to do. Now the Chayalim says that you say it b'kol kochoi, and we will explain the Bes Hashem in tomorrow's shir.